CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and some really cool friends
in the studio this morning.
We are really, really happy.
So excited.
And radio, unscripted. And this morning, of course, it's most definitely uncensored with the bunch of perverts we have here gathered.
It is. It is a bunch of kinky perverts, and that's just me.
Yes.
And then the rest. Yeah, yes. It's amazing.
So he's here with us. Dean Faree is... what's your official title?
My official
God.
Title...
He's God. Basically, Sex was God.
Yeah, my official title out on Sexpo is Technical Director, around everything. I've been kind of involved with it for many, many years. So I kind of know what's going on and what needs to be done and what needs to be pulled through. So I'm really, really looking forward to this year and putting through some awesome new designs. And some awesome shows.
He's the labyrinth controller. That's he knows such, everything yeah, everywhere. And you actually, the people, when they need something, they call Dean. Yeah. It's like thousands of people calling his name all the time. And that's just in bed.
And Luan is here running the LGBTIQH...
YMCA
Lounge. Shall we add a few acronyms to that just to make
absolutely.
It fun? Good morning, John.
So that's really cool.
Good morning, Luan.
And Douglas from Kinks is here.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So, you are in charge of all of that bondage stuff.
Yes, the kinky, amazing stuff.
Absolutely. So, let us begin with this and see if you guys have actually any real brains.
Ninja sex. Chocolate starfish. Twitterback. Calypagian.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
backseat driver.
Dirty dictionary word.
A backseat driver. Any idea what a backseat driver is?
Okay, there's a...
Okay, silence is not allowed.
When you're taking a long trip somewhere?
Yeah,
but we need a bit more than that.
Sexy terms.
Yeah.
When you like to watch.
When you like to watch. Okay, interesting.
Good
Dean, backseat driver. Any
a backseat
clues?
Driver. Would that not quite be when you and your wife are coming off from a hot dinner date and... you are actually driving something else.
Yeah, kind of in the ballpark. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, you're sort of there.
A lazy ass that, you know, he's from behind and he's just going, you know, and his partner needs to be on all fours and he just goes, yeah, I'm the backseat driver. I just need to move my pelvis a little bit. I'm the backseat driver.
Yeah, you're all so far away, actually.
Hey, we have experience.
No, you don't have experience. That's the problem here.
Well, that's true. Usually when next to the driver.
So let's do some clues. What does a backseat driver do?
Nothing.
No.
Comments on everything.
Yeah, there we go. Tells you where to turn, what to do, when to brake.
You see, now you're getting warmer. Yeah. So you're going to have to sit with this one a little bit.
We'll stew. We'll boil.
So some very exciting stuff. Firstly, next week we are doing a live broadcast from Sexpo. We just found out before the show.
That is.
And that is amazing. So next Friday morning we will be live from Sexpo. And Cusper's show is going to be live from Sexpo as well, which is really exciting. So I want to tell you a story. 10 years ago, I walked into this hall at Gallagher Estate not knowing a thing. And that was the very first Sexpo. And I was sitting earlier and I was talking to Sean on the phone and then I was talking to Dean. I am the longest exhibitor at Sexpo.
Before there was Sexpo, Jonty was already exhibiting there. He was going there just saying, guys, we should have an exhibition of
sex. I think that I am, except for one show in Cape Town, I think I'm the only person who's been at every single Sexpo and everyone in Joburg.
And you've been, Cape Town.
Yeah, the longest exhibitor.
Shoo.
So I'm sure there's a prize or an award or something for this.
There is.
Lifetime award.
I promised some blowjobs today, so I'm just, you know, getting, you're first
I'm
in line.
I'm not holding my breath.
I'll arrange
it. You trained me to be such a good lover, and now you tell me you're not holding my breath.
We'll arrange a golden dildo for you.
Golden dildo.
Golden oldie. Oh, my God. Jonty's not old.
No, golden dildo.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, there we go. We'll just give it to you on main stage.
Yeah.
You and Picasso. I think Jonty and Picasso should shake cocks like, yeah, we've been doing this for some time.
I couldn't think of much worse.
People who don't know, Picasso is a really cool guy who's painting with his cock amazing art.
Yeah. So the focus this year of Sexpo has kind of switched.
Yeah.
And it's gone much softer, which I'm really, really happy about. Because for me, sensuality is the thing. The sleaze is easy to find. The sex is easy to find. But the sensuality, the health aspect, that's where it's really, really different. And that's where we've gone this year.
Yes, very much so.
So what's the journey of that been?
So, you know, again, my experience, I've also been, when you talk about being with Sexpo for a long time, I've been running all technical on Sexpo for close on over 8 years now. We've done Durban, Joburg, Cape Town. So we've seen pretty much all of that, very much like what you've done. We've seen shifts in terms of focus around the creativity and a creative show around it. And this year, the guys looked at how to go back to a little bit of the roots on Sexpo. What does that name stand for, and what does it stand for in terms of health, sexuality, and lifestyle? You know, we've had people selling dog beds on Sexpo. We've had people selling polos on Sexpo.
Nails. That's always been my funny thing. The nails and the hair extensions.
Everything
and
sells.
Juices.
Everything sells. So, you know, it's not that it's a misconstrued show around that, but it is a health, sexuality, and lifestyle show. So there's things from wine to olives to dog beds, to pillows.
To also a lot of cool stuff about sex. Don't take that away.
Yeah. So, you know, the emphasis and the focus has been around broadening that spectrum around what is offered on Sexpo. Mm. That there is not just, yes, we all know Sexpo is sex toys and sex fun and all that. The things that have been changed on this year's show is obviously the man cave and the ladies only shopping.
Cool.
So what is the man cave?
So basically, man cave, there's going to be things in there like, you know, as we know, ladies are shy, so can guys be shy. Mm-hmm. So man cave is emphasizing on guys if they want to go in there on their own and go and do a couple of things. Maybe they want to surprise their girlfriend with a toy that night. In there's going to be whiskey people. There's going to be various other elements in there, some clothes and things like that.
I like it.
So it's giving that little bit of separation on that. So girlfriend and boyfriend go and they can go shop in one. And then, of course, you've got the ladies only, where the ladies are a little bit more scared to be kind of buying these things in front of everybody, you know. So that's quite discreet for the ladies to be able to go in and buy something that they don't want anybody to really know about. And I think we've had to try and emphasize that for them as well.
Very cool. So it's important. I noticed, you know, I'm not exhibiting this year, but I'm supporting Jonty, and I love Sexpo. I love it. I love it with all my heart. It's really a place you can go and feel that the world is maybe going to a better place, or just you can at least go and talk about sex, and you can say, oh, I never saw that. Of course I did, but I didn't want to tell my wife. And then, you know, you can have it more friendly. You can make it about love. You can make it about an experience.
Yes.
And then it's okay to go together. The wife goes shopping with the ladies. The guy goes to have a cigar and, you know, and some whiskey. And then they get together to see a beautiful intimacy show in Theatre Erotica. Why not?
Yes.
It sounds cool. We just had an interesting chat, interview with a lady that runs an establishment for massages and a gentleman establishment, which we have to call it like that. And she said, you know, how amazing would it be if people would know, listen, I would like to have something different from once in a while, and maybe she can even come with. And she says some couples do. So anyway, Sexpo is really, really hitting it this year.
Yeah. Very much so.
So Douglas, you've been involved for a couple of years.
Yes.
What have you seen change at Sexpo, firstly?
The concept moved away from it being a educational learning ground, come and experience new things, to more just being a, you know, just a sex spaza, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's a nice expression, sex spaza.
So I'm very happy that Dean and them are taking it back.
Yeah.
To a more, you know, intimate level where you come in, you ask questions, you learn, and you develop from there.
And so, what are you guys doing there?
Kinks is running the Bondage Lounge. Mm-hmm. That's what we're running. It is basically all the BDSM stuff that you have there, all the kinky, exciting things that people are very scared of exploring.
But so intrigued. Interested
yeah.
in.
So intrigued.
But very, yeah, but very yeah. intrigued about.
Yeah.
And this year, it's an open lounge. So you come in, a lot of equipment I'm going to put out there, exciting new equipment as well. Come in, ask some questions, you know.
Because some of the bondage furniture and stuff is amazing.
It's amazing, eh? Mm. Yes. I'm putting in an amazing 4-post bed this year that... with, you know, the little extra things on it that, you know. You
so I might just have to come steal some of these things.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Just like last loan year, me a forklift.
Yeah, John 14 years is enough in sex, but John D was caught stealing lots of stuff, and that was his last year. The golden dildo is gone forever.
We want to take John T and do a sensual play with John T for a change.
You know what? I think it will be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be amazing for you to be in the receiving end for once in a decade.
So the cool thing is that people can actually come and learn. They can ask questions.
Yes.
Because so many people want to get involved in bondage. And we get so many requests for that, you know. And we've done so many workshops and things which have been phenomenal because people don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
And we did an amazing interview a few weeks ago with Galen Fuss. He's a fetish and kink expert in America.
Okay.
And it was called The First Conversation. Mm. So the next step becomes, where do you start?
Where do you start?
Do you go and buy? And how do you use the stuff?
Exactly. So what we're doing is we're creating some starter packs that you come in, you ask, you say, listen, I'm very interested in this. How do I go about it? We'll show you some simple equipment, like some that I brought for you guys today, that you can go home and experience with.
Yeah.
And we take it from there.
Fantastic.
You know, so that you get, you know, the issues are culture differences and society, what it perceives bondage and BDSM to be about.
Because for most people, their first connection is pain.
Exactly.
And they say, but I don't like pain. And we spend so much time saying it's not about the
not
pain.
About
it's
the
about
pain.
The domination. It's about sensation. It's about submission, letting go, all of those things.
Different aspects, exactly. Yeah. Simple things like getting yourself tied up and getting blindfolded, that automatically removes one of your senses.
Yeah.
So it then heightens the other ones. True. Simple concepts like that, that's what we're trying to teach people and, you know, remove it from the norm that people assume.
And for me, that's the most important thing because you can watch amazing bondage experiences. You can watch hard, you can watch soft, you can watch sensual, you can watch everything that there is. But to actually get information, that's the key and that's so important.
Correct.
So,
correct.
I'm so pleased about that.
It's so cool. Yeah. People really show interest in sexpo about BDSM and bondage.
Yeah, well, it's become such a big thing and such a part of so many people's lives in so many ways. But where do you get the information?
I think kink offers a lot of, you know, sometimes the concept of being a conscious spiritual, or at least conscious sexual person, it's very holistic and you think you need to wear white clothes. Sometimes people don't understand it's not, but they get much more the ability to express themselves in the fetish world or in the kink possibilities because you can be very gentle and you can go very hard.
And if people want to have an experience in the lounge, they can do that as well.
They can. I will have a lot of dungeon masters there that will take you as if you're a couple, they take you through it. They teach you how to do it. They teach your partner how to do it. If you're alone, you can experience it. It's safe, sound, consensual.
And I know the guys that you have are good. They know what they're doing.
Excellent guys. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. And you are running, Luan, for the first time ever, the
LGBTI lounge.
We know what it is.
All the beautiful colors of sexuality.
We're not disparaging anybody. We better put a disclaimer in there because we support it and we've supported
so
Pride
much.
And everything. So.
Awesome.
And for the first time, this is happening at Sexpo.
That's it. Yeah. And it's, I think, such an important time for us because for the first time... And
just
must,
turn the mic
I
on.
Must take
a good voice
my
Luan.
Hat off there to Sean and Dean and the team for supporting the LGBTI community in this way.
Because it's such an important part of the sexual landscape in South Africa from so many points of view.
No, totally. So we have both got the Phantasm Lounge that's going to be running, where we've also got Cliff Central's own Betty Bangles as one of our main performers.
Woo-hoo!
So Betty's going to be there with us for the duration of the show. And then, of course, we're also in the man cave for the male booth stall that will have all the underwear, swimwear, and activewear. So it's going to be tons of fun. I really can't wait.
That's fantastic. So there really is something for absolutely everybody.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And that's it's so exciting.
Isn't it an amazing concept that people can just be them or start to understand that they are accepted? There is a flavor for everybody. You can go from each lounge to see beautiful theater erotica, to go to experience or to just see some kinky stuff, go to check different ideas that other sexuality, beautiful colors have to offer. Not only in porn, real life. Yeah. You know, you can see porn and say that's
unreal. The biggest thing because... And it's one of my real soapboxes that people watch porn, and especially when they're young, and a lot of men fall into this. And then they think that's how sex is.
Yeah, they get that false impression.
Yeah, and it's so far from what it is. Or it's one small spectrum, one small moment on the spectrum of sexuality. But we do have some porn stars this year.
Yes, yeah.
Who's coming out? Do you know? Do you remember?
I'm not too sure in terms of confirmations on that. That we'd have to confirm with Sean, but there are some of the big stars that have always been around that are coming through on the show.
I had a funny little moment last year because we have had some girls, wonderful people who have made South African porn movies. And there was one little moment where I think they've done like two or three movies.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, we're the South African porn stars. And then one of the girls who was here from America last year, and we were just chatting, and she said she's done like 140 movies. And that's where you get the difference between porn star and somebody who's kind of really done the business.
Yeah, like Ivan. Ivan Gregory.
Yeah.
It's like on his free time, just rehearsing.
Yeah. That would be an amazing person to have at Sexpo.
Oh, I still dream about this.
Yeah, I think so. We'll ask out. Ivan if he won't come through.
Pay him, he'll come.
I just want to lick the glitter off his body, like, with all the sweat. Just that's what I want to do. Oh, he's so sweet.
Glitter sticks not included.
glitter popsicle.
Yeah. So, make it happen, Dean.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about the fun element around Sexpo. It's also become more interactive. There's an area called the fun area where there's going to be people doing silk acts. And things in the middle.
Yeah, we're doing that in our lounge. Yeah. We have some silk acts as well.
There's going to be fun elements there where couples can go and run around on balls and do all sorts of things there. So there's a fun play area. You can kind of call them adults that are kids. That are going to be able to play through on that. If I may talk around the main stage.
Because that's always been a big attraction is the main stage and what's on it.
Yeah. The main stage this year, you know, I've looked at refocusing the look and feel for main stage. And it is literally an international quality shows that go on there, the stage look and feel on it. And this year I looked into things around what Sexpo is about and I emphasize a bit of a bedroom feel. And you'll see that coming through on the design that I've done on the stage. And for the first time this year, we're actually using a system called Track It, where we are using LED screens that are able to be moved during a show. We can move it to whatever position we want, and it can move during an actual dance number. It's the first time ever been used on Sexpo.
So that means you're getting different views of the show instead of just like a front view.
We're getting different views.
That is amazing.
The screen splits up into different things. So you're really, really talking international standards that are going to be on that main stage this year.
And I have to be honest, your work, and I'm not saying it to flatter you, your work with stages and lights is already phenomenal. So if, you know, people have complained they can't see always or you want to go around the dancers because fuck, they're hot. And, you know, they do all kind of things. Well, Jonty's shows are squirting.
So who are the dancers this year?
So in terms of dancers and production that we've got on there, obviously Integrity has been maintaining and running all the production on that. We've got Fuck Productions. That's doing a show called Sex Rocks, which is apparently awesome. Susie Q is back from Australia, and she's going to be MC and doing some aerial acts and pole dancing.
Beautiful.
So we're really looking forward to seeing her back when it comes to that. And we've got the Pulse Boys. As always, the guys are up and there.
Yeah.
They've also got a lounge, and they've got a new show that's come out. So we're looking forward to seeing those boy keys on there. Mm. And Francesca and are doing a like almost a burlesque theme dance on the main stage, which really just brings out a bit of a that bedroom feel that we really tried to emphasize.
The erotica.
Yeah, yeah, very, very much the erotica on that. Mm. Then for the first time, we've got a pole hanging function that'll be happening where the pole is actually hanging in the air.
I've seen some of this, and it is incredible stuff.
So we're going to be doing that, which we're really, really, really looking forward to having that on stage. And then throughout on Saturday, we've got many other things. We've got Fresh coming to do a set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking. We were here doing a pre-record in the week, and he was here. We were having a little chat about it. Somebody needs to feed him more because he looks like he's kind of shrinking.
He is shrinking. He looks hot.
He's one of the biggest people I've ever in
such
my
a good
life
DJ.
Seen.
But he's hot. He's like, I don't know, I go to the A-team, like that, that guy, like, hey, I'm going to sort everything out. Dean,
and such a nice guy. He's one of the friendliest people. He's just an amazing, amazing person. So Saturday is going to be kind of interesting because just around the corner we have a little, just a little soccer match.
Yeah, very much so. There's a bit of a soccer match on that day. So if anybody's going to come, rather come early and come and rather have some drinks there and spend the time there.
Just a little soccer match.
So that is something that people need to just take into consideration when it comes to that. Well, they're kind of expecting about 80,000 people
it's
in
the Soweto Derby.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, come early.
Yeah, so rather come also early stay late. And, and chill out rather.
You're already paying
for the
a ticket, so why don't you come and do the day there? Send the kids somewhere.
And the bars are amazing.
And,
so
the good thing is that ticket prices this year are actually the lowest they've been in a couple of years.
Yes.
And
that's
really to make it accessible to people. And, of course, means you can spend more money on all the fun shit inside.
Exactly. Yeah, very, very much so. The ticket prices apparently are at that.
Tickets prices went down.
Yeah, and the VIP, I think, if I'm correct in saying, gets you in everywhere pretty much when it comes to that. And on main stage, you know, you come in there, watch the shows. The shows are at different times. Mm. We'll be showing that on screens.
How many stages are there?
Well, you've got the main stage. Yeah. You've got the workshop. We've got some also exciting stuff that's happening in there. Yeah. We've just finished all the schedules. And
so you can actually learn stuff in Sexpo.
Yeah,
you
we're going to do a blowjob talk. We're doing a mini expanded orgasm workshop. We're doing one mystery of the G-spot and squirting. So you're really going to learn some very cool stuff. And some people are doing, we've got some people this year doing a very cool sex position talk.
Wow.
Some really awesome health stuff.
So it really
is. Yeah, but there's so much for you to do. So I have to say, just forget about everything else for 4 days and come for 4 days.
That's actually pretty cool.
Because every day you're going to see something different. New. And it's one of the best things that you can do. And you want to buy some awesome Christmas presents.
Is there like a combo? You can buy a four-day ticket pass? Is that like a thing?
No.
So you buy every day?
It's day by day on that.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention in the workshop area is for the first time ever, we are actually bringing in a system called Silent Events. Where the guys are using headphones in a workshop area. You know, we always have a bit of a challenge with controlling all the audio
music.
Levels and that sort of thing.
So you can have your own party.
Yeah, because people want to come sit and learn and they can't because you can't hear.
Noisy.
Yeah.
So we're emphasizing pretty much that these people there can come and enjoy. And I mean, you're going to have any time between 70 people coming through on that. And
I have to add to that because some of the stuff I'm doing in the theater, we're actually doing as some workshop stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you some stuff about seduction.
Cool.
I'm going to teach you some stuff about how to touch
and
about how to really turn a woman on.
So not like the stories of like, you can get any woman, you can do this.
No.
Can you really get
teach
it to
you something?
It's only for women. Can't you turn?
Yeah, something so
Luan is cringing in his chair. Only a woman, John T. Only a woman.
Only a woman, John T.
Who cares?
Yeah,
it works for everybody. I promise you.
Okay.
I promise you.
We'll definitely come and listen.
And I actually just had some of these ideas last night.
The word "come" is just great. Yeah.
Because I did this beautiful sound journey with Courtney.
Yeah.
And it was really inspiring. So it's a lot of stuff. And I think, you know, this is because it's such a new direction, we're going to build some amazing things for the future.
That's a great foundation.
We've seen the possibilities.
Yeah. And, you know, for the first time, we've got the cosplay competition happening on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's a big thing because I know huge. They did it in Australia at Sexpo and it was enormous.
Yeah.
I actually met somebody last night who went to the Sexpo in Melbourne and he's coming and he said he's so excited to see this because I think we are actually bigger than Melbourne.
Well, you know, when you look at some of the stage designs and the shows that we hold here compared to there, we're on a much higher scale, in my opinion. And, you know, the nice thing with the cosplay happening here at Sexpo, there's no restrictions. You can come as sexy as you want.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys can just have fun. And, of course, that's been assisted with DJ Fresh again, like we were saying early on. So we look forward to that. And on Saturday, that's going to be between 12:45 on main stage.
And do you know what's interesting? 10% or so of the listeners of this show are in
Australia.
Wow.
Yeah. She's so weird.
Yeah, when we got some stats a while ago, it was like a full 10 or so percent of our listeners. And I was really surprised by that. And I was thinking, like, is it expats? And I have no idea, but it's a really interesting. So, Sexpo Australia, you got to get us there next year.
Yeah, I agree, I agree. And, of course, we've got an amateur strip happening every night.
And that's always so much fun.
Show? What?
Amateur strip.
Male and female.
Yeah. And there's apparently some awesome prizes.
Yeah.
As always, we do throwaways on the stage.
And the ladies throw themselves as well.
There we go.
It's always happening.
There we go.
That's one of the best spaces to throw your name away.
Yeah. Don't worry. What happens in Sexpo really stays in Sexpo.
There we go.
If you're there and I'm there, we can keep a secret, you know? And that happens. God. Yeah. You know, remember what happened backstage last year? Oh, my word. Okay. People are just too horny.
Yeah, time to move on.
It's just the atmosphere. Never mind the orgies.
Yeah. You know, we had these people on the stage doing these shows and they were getting so turned on. But the limits and the restrictions are very, very clear. The boundaries of what we do are very clear because we stick within that.
True. Yes.
And that's one of the things that's always made it successful, sticking within that. But we had all these young people who were getting so turned on, and afterwards it just turned into this
fuck fest.
Little sex party afterwards.
And lots and lots and lots not to talk
that's
about.
That's the stuff that we should have.
And you didn't call any of us.
We did. You were busy. Everybody was busy. All the stuff.
We were all working.
Clearly.
While they were playing.
Now that's the thing, because afterwards people come and say, did you see this? And did you see that, Stan? And
I wish you could record all six.
I didn't have no idea about all of this stuff. Because you're doing your thing and you're doing your thing. And Dean's running around like an absolute madman on vitamin B and who knows what else beyond.
He said he's not. There's no Viagra in the drip, he told me.
No. There's only just normal herbal stuff in there. The Gary and Dean from MRU, they keep us all going there very much.
And that's kind of, the awesome thing. How did you get involved in this, Douglas?
Well,
in the whole fetish world, what brought you to that?
Curiosity, eh?
Yeah.
I like the lifestyle. You know what it is, especially with the BDSM stuff?
Just turn the mic a little bit. Yeah.
It's majority of the things you actually do in your normal sexual activities without knowing actually that there's terms and relations to it until you meet people who are similar and you find equipment. Usually you use a tie, and when you're having sex, you do bend over, you do spanker a little bit. Yep. And then, you know, you find a world where there's actually equipment and toys and amazing gear for it. Mm. And that's how I got involved.
Okay.
And then from there, we just grew.
So besides Sexpo, best sex shop is Builder's Warehouse.
Which people? They do have the ropes and
but it's not duct tape. It's not the same rope.
It's not the same rope.
It's not
true.
The same
because
duct
that can
tape.
Hurt you. It's true.
Actually, let me show you the duct tape.
Yeah.
Oh, you have here. Okay, I'm taking pictures.
Yeah, the sex tape is so cool. This is the. It only sticks to the body.
Yeah,
it sticks to itself.
It
only.
Sticks to itself. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't stick to your hair. It doesn't stick
it's
to
amazing stuff to
anything else.
With.
So peeling it off is not painful at all.
And the body things and the body positions you can get somebody into with that are just incredible.
Exactly.
It really is amazing stuff.
So it's amazing tape, and if you really want to, you can reuse it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's cool.
Stuff.
I love the color.
The red is the color.
Yeah.
And you know what's amazing that I've seen is some incredibly beautiful Japanese silk rope.
True.
You know, that they use for the shibari.
I have one.
That is amazing stuff.
It's so soft.
On Saturday, we will be running a bondage competition.
Yeah.
So
okay, that's a bit like, don't overmotivate people. What is a bondage comp? Okay, yeah. I'll just choke you and...
No. Come in with your, you know, it's open to the public. So come in with your amazing rope skills.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can tie up a shibari, whatever
okay.
the case.
I'm going to tweet that photo now.
Okay. Come for it. Amazing prize for the best one that we have on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. Last year we had some amazing guys who did, you know, they just came out of the blue. Yeah. You know, guy came in
there
in
are
his
a lot of people who do this amazing stuff at exactly. home or as part of their lives, and we don't always know about them.
And they don't know where to go as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So this year we'll try, you know, we'll show you where to go. We'll give you our website. We have a community, Colomy.co.za. You log on there, you mm-hmm. find people who are similar to you as right. well.
How is it called?
Colomy. Yeah.
Colomy.
So
awesome.
You know, register there, find people who are similar to you, and take it from there. That's what it is, basically.
Fantastic. Cool. Yeah. What's Betty going to be doing in the lounge, Lewin?
So Betty's going to basically be our main entertainment. Mm-hmm. She's going to run her various shows. She's got different sets for each day. None of the shows are going
to
be the same. So every time if someone comes back for a second or a third show, they're going to get something fresh each time. We've also got the Boys and Girls of Phantasm. Mm-hmm. So they're going to accompany Betty on stage. And then we've got
dancers.
Yes. And okay. then we've got a young and upcoming artist, Nadia Hrobler, who does extremely well with classic and modern music.
Okay.
So she's also going to be co-hosting and being a part of that.
So there's a lot of stuff to see.
And then, of course, we've got all of the other institutions that form part of the LGBTI.
Are you doing fashion shows?
We will, yes.
You have to.
It's Mel Booth.
You
how
have
can we
to.
Not?
Have.
But we, for instance, for the first time, have Bear Fest that is there with us.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, again, a lot of educational value from that.
So talk about the bears for the people who don't know what a bear is.
Your bears is like a subculture within our LGBTI community. So it's your more, shall we say, your bigger guys, your more burly, hairy, butch guys, but that still want to feel as part of the LGBTI community.
But Douglas qualifies a bear.
He's been more, well, it's
okay.
almost.
More of a cub almost. Yeah.
A cub?
Yeah, you
really?
Could still go through.
Yeah,
but
you
then
just,
we get rid
yeah,
of
the, you need a bit yeah. of kind of stature and a little bit of a belly. Yeah. And
you're still very young also, so you can,
really?
Yeah, you can get away with it.
I take care of myself.
Awesome.
Yeah, but the bears are amazing.
The bears will take care of you, don't worry.
Yeah. I love the bears. I supply the bears with a lot of harnesses. And
awesome. Yeah.
Because I will bring some as well.
Yes, please do.
Because when you
there.
Did the Pink Weekend earlier this year at the Pink Lurie's, there was a whole separate bear kind of encampment
there was a whole
almost.
Separate functions for them and everything that we had going. And again, with this, it's great because we can tie that into the bigger community. Mm. We've got Wickstock there for the drag queens. So we've even got Pink Lurie Travel there in terms of, you know, travel options and stuff coming for next year. So
why not do all of it together if you're already there?
But this is one of the most amazing things, because in the world of sexuality, everybody does their own little thing. And this is the only time of year that we actually all get together. And one of my big things has always been that because we've lived in a country with so much suppression, with so much repression, with so much fear about sexuality, to be able to have, firstly, a platform like this where we can all sit in a room and actually connect with each other and start to say, so how do we all get involved in each other's stuff to actually just share this world and make it more accessible, safer to everybody? Because the gay guys want to learn as much, and the gay women, and the bi, and
everybody wants
the trans. Everybody wants to learn more about bondage, for example. Everybody wants to learn about having better orgasms, for example. So it becomes a space and an opportunity for all of us to put our stuff down, to put our egos away, and to say, how can we all do that? Like, if I want to run a bondage workshop, so I've played in that world a lot. So there's a lot that I do know, but there's a lot that I don't know.
Yes.
There's a lot of equipment that I don't have.
Yeah, and all the
technologies.
That
you and
everything.
I could do some very different stuff together. And this becomes a platform to do that. And something just made me aware of, down the line and in the future, how much we can all actually, with a little bit of communication beforehand, really
integrate.
Yeah, and do some stuff. And I think it's so important. Because, you know, in the world of conscious sexuality in South Africa, it's this really split world, which always makes me sad because we're all wanting to do the same thing, which is help people and heal people and help them have more pleasure and better relationships and more fun and. And that's what Sexpo is about.
Yep.
So
it's the most amazing opportunity for us all.
Life is stressful already, so you need that.
Yeah.
You know?
And how do we do all that? Becomes really, it's an amazing platform for that.
True.
And yeah, I think it's...
Can you have sex in Sexpo?
You may not.
No.
Well,
you cannot. It's an like, kind of interesting thing because female nudity is, we can kind of do that.
Which there is are so things funny.
That
like
we have, there are boundaries that we have pushed every year. I mean, I remember I did the very first female orgasm live at Sexpo.
Is it even allowed to say that?
Well, nobody knew at the time. And
she
we
orgasmed spontaneously.
And we actually didn't tell anybody we were doing it until afterwards. Because it was one of those things that you can rather say, sorry, then ask for permission, because it's always better, easier to say sorry than ask for permission.
Yeah. Is that not allowed? Oh, shame.
And I think it was in Durban that we did the very first one.
It's not an orgy. It's just a big massage. Yeah,
I think it was in Durban. Yeah. And by the time we got back to Joburg, it was, okay, we can do this. Yeah, and
like
it's a what is.
The guards go one side, then the orgy goes that side, then the guards go the other side. They're like, no, I didn't do anything. Prove it. Prove it.
But the interesting thing is that Sexpo has always been a safe space for people, that the security is fantastic. So even women come on their own.
Yeah.
And that's a really important thing because there are so many security guards and you really are looked after.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of ladies come and do their hen parties there. Anything like that, but there's a lot of them come here. They spend the whole day there, having absolute fun there. And 9 times out of 10, all those ladies are walking out with bags of toys, whether it's lingerie, whether it's toys, or whether it's whatever it may be, from chocolates to candy bars of some naughty nature of some sort. There's so much there.
Mm.
And you actually find, what we saw last year was there were two ladies that were sitting in front of our front of house desk there. And they had this penis chocolate that they were basically sucking. And it looks kind of odd there, but it's Sexpo. Why not suck a chocolate penis? You're not going to do that in public, but you'll do it at Sexpo.
So it gives you a space to actually really explore sides of yourself that you have never.
Yeah.
You can get silly, you can get sexy, and you can just have so much fun.
It's not intimidating, it's true, it's not.
And we forget that. We forget that sex is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
And we take it so seriously. You know, did she come? Did I come? How many orgasms? How many positions? Did I spank her properly? Did I tie him up properly? And we take it so fucking seriously.
Yeah.
And it's really about having fun. And that's it. And this is a space where you can actually do that. You can leave so many inhibitions at the door. Pick them up afterwards if you want them back.
Yeah.
And then go back. Yeah. Leave some behind. Yeah, we're happy to sweep them away and chuck them away. Yeah. But that's really so much of what it is. It's about having fun. And it gives you the space to do that. And often people say, so what happens if my neighbor comes and sees me sucking a chocolate cock? And it's like, you're there for the same reason.
They both, you both there.
That's it. So there say hello and have a giggle.
Yeah.
And carry on.
Or share the chocolate cock.
There you go.
Sharing is caring. I still have that. I really want to chat to our, just call our listeners and say, try it. This year is a good year to try. And I'm saying it because I know I've been listening to John D for the past 6 months, Dean. And, you know, because we were so involved also last year and we saw the change and the change of owners and everything is just so much better. It's for couples. It's interactive. It's accessible. It feels like everything that is promised is happening. Yeah. And it feels like it's just an amazing experience.
That's such an important thing that you've said, because we've made so many promises before that have not been fulfilled. And I think for the first time in a long time, that's what we're doing.
True.
And I'm so proud to be involved in it, because I've been involved, as I said earlier, in every single one of these. And it's so important. Because we make it normal, we make it okay to be sexy, to have sex toys, to have fun, and to be this beautiful, fun, sexual, sensual being that we are.
You know, when you talk about Funinet, I tell a little story about 3 years ago, and I'm sure you're all familiar with Pinosaurus and Titosaurus.
Yes.
After the show on the Sunday night, we were actually taking all the equipment down, and we opened up this big door, and of course we saw Pinosaurus standing outside on the, across the road. Somebody had hijacked him.
A Pinosaurus. Oh, okay, I'll tweet that as well.
On the pavement outside.
It's like I raped it and now I can just get to, you know, it's disgusting me. I want to get rid of it.
And at that point in time, we were radioed the organizer and saying, guys, you must see Pinosaurus. And they were, no, Pinosaurus has been packed away. We said, no, Pinosaurus is on the other side of the road. And they were all like, what? What is Pinosaurus doing there? You know, and that's fun that people have.
So I'm welcoming somebody to our conversation.
Oh, okay, that's the sound of the ocean.
Mrs. Love.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everybody.
So, Valentina Love is joining us. One of my dearest friends, colleagues, comrades. That's so means just
beloved.
So much to me in so many ways. And a couple of years ago, did one of the most exciting things at Sexpo that I hope we can bring back in some way, which was the Pussy Room, which was just amazing.
I saw videos of it on YouTube. So it's amazing.
Yeah. So before we talk to you seriously, I want to go back to a backseat driver. So
okay.
So any clues what a backseat driver would be sexually? Bella?
What a backseat driver would be sexually?
Yes, any ideas?
Someone that relaxes.
That's what I thought. No.
So a backseat.
Someone that relaxes and it doesn't care about the roads, but just connect with the vibration of the car.
You're so cute. Okay. You're so holistic.
You've got to be more metaphorical here than literal. So backseat drive is actually connected to kind of a dominating experience. And it's when somebody's fucking somebody from behind, and telling the person being fucked what to do.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. That's so it doesn't relax. So, actually, right.
So I was close.
Yeah.
I was close.
You were the closest.
Yeah. Okay.
No rest for the wicked.
There we go.
But how much options? Like, you do this, you do that. You're inside the person. What can you do?
I'm sure. Listen, there is so much
okay,
that you can
right.
do.
Play with my balls. Oh,
sorry. Okay, so anyway. That's what a backseat driver
trying to think is. Creative here.
Okay. All so, right. Valentina, you have some
really
awesome.
You can direct the speed and you can direct the breath. You can direct a lot, actually,
there
from that place.
Your voice is directing me to all kind of places.
So, in 2 weeks' time, we are going to spend a whole hour with Valentina talking about some of the most amazing stuff that she is doing in the world of conscious sexuality, in the world of Tantra. Give us a little taste of what's happening, what's coming up.
Yes, thank you so much. I would like to talk about sky dancing, which is a mind-blowing practices for women particularly, but also I'm expanding this practice into the body of men. But particularly for women, you know, in the tantric tradition, the yogini that realized the truth of their being, it was said that they were clothed in space, so they were wearing the sky as their garment. And this really means to meet that place where women can be finally be free of the appearances of their body and dress with their own energy rather than having the limits of the physical body imposing onto them how they should be moving in the world. So it's a practice of ultimate freedom and liberation, so that women can really embrace the sexuality from inside out.
And
a
beautiful connection between how our sexuality connects to every other aspect of our lives.
Completely, completely, and is the movement from inside. And then you also know, you know, in my life, I often met women that don't have the body type that is in the magazine. And yet, they are so free, and they've got so many lovers, and they're sexually so liberated, and yet they don't, fit into a format. And then I meet women that have these beautiful bodies that you think every man on the planet would want them, and they are so stressed out and so lonely, and so they're lacking in internal love. And so, of course, this makes me meditate even more that sexuality is not something that appears to the eyes, but is actually something that moved from the invisible and is that charm, that invisible charm that some women have. Yeah. So, I'm holding a retreat in about a month's time about this work, which I really feel I want to bring more and more into the awareness of the women, you know?
Mm. Because the most beautiful women, their sexuality and sensuality is inside. It's not about what the body looks like. Because when it's all about what the body looks like, it has to be a state of insecurity. Because there's always a comparison. Exactly. There's always somebody who's going to have bigger boobs or better boobs or thinner legs or a thinner bum.
Or harder ass.
No, whatever it is. And it has to be insecurity. It's not about, it's not real. It's not true. It's not, it hasn't been owned and integrated.
Exactly. And when I ask the men, actually, you know, what do you really like in a woman? What turns you on in a woman sexually? That the majority of them tells me the woman's connection to her pleasure. That's what really turns them on.
Yeah.
Not really how they look and how much they wobble or how tight they are, but the connection to claiming their own pleasure. And that is what drives men wild, according to my studies.
Yeah, but that's the truth because it's real.
Yes, and that's completely, completely.
And in the theater of the erotic at Sexpo this year, what we're doing is real. It's real people going to have real experiences, real pleasure, real orgasms, and real squirting.
Yes.
real squirting.
Yeah, just normal.
Not
just
play squirting. No water bottles.
No water bottles. No water guns.
The human waterfall.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's right. You should message Monique and say, can we bill her as the human waterfall?
Well, Monique is going to show. She will, and she loves it because she thinks it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. So in 2 weeks' time, we're going to spend a whole hour with you, and we're going to talk about this, the impact on women's sexuality, on the conditions that have caused this, and the amazing healing and freedom possible for you as a woman and a man and a couple in this journey.
Yes. How to learn how to dress with the sky. I love this
That's
picture
a beautiful phrase.
Of wearing
it's
the
awesome.
Sky
yeah.
as your outfit, you know, so that you're made of space and freedom. It really reminds me of intrinsic freedom. Yeah. It's a beautiful picture. Yeah. It's called sky dancer.
Yeah, because that's what the nudists call one of the expressions the nudists use is sky clad.
Yes. But in this term is about being really naked in your awareness, intrinsically naked. And so you don't hide anymore, you know. So you're naked with your being.
I love that term because I use it a lot in some of the workshops of naked space. And it's not always about being physically nude, but it's being revealed.
Yes. Yes, and also being available, you know, raw and present. That's to nakedness.
Yeah, and absolute authenticity of humanness in that.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I wish you a lot of sky dancer at the Theatre of the Erotica.
Thank you.
Wet sky dancer.
Absolutely. So 2 weeks' time, join us for an absolute amazing hour with Valentina. And are you going to be back then on the 4th?
No, not yet, but I'll be in Israel and I'll chat to you from Israel, yeah.
Fantastic.
We will that's be from be all around the world, yeah.
That's the day after my birthday.
Oh, no, that's true. Oh. So,
but, yeah.
This year, Sexpo's gone a month later, so we're going to celebrate your birthday in December with me.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you. And in 2 weeks' time,
fantastic.
A whole
Thank
hour
you so
together.
Much. Wonderful. I wish you all the best for
Love
your
Love you, Valentina.
Theater.
Thank you.
And
biggest
I'll be
kisses.
There in the waterfall.
You will. We will squirt with you.
Have a wonderful
day. Yeah, fantastic. It's exciting.
Ciao, carissima.
Thank you, beautiful people. Have fun.
Cool. So much happening.
Full schedule.
Absolutely. Yes,
I'm really actually disappointed. I'm not there.
Like
it's the first, well, it would be nice to be as a customer, eh? Once you should go once as a customer, Jonty.
I could never do that.
No. Then I don't get to make all these girls,
but
you know.
Like a disguise or something.
The big penis is waiting for you. The dinosaur's penis.
Yeah, I could be. Yeah, that's what I could do. I could be inside Penisaurus.
That is so cute.
You could have a disguise and be the Flasher.
I'll give you a nice skimp mask.
There we go, yeah. With a long coat.
Do you know?
Yeah. Really sexy underwear.
You know, the very first expo, there was somebody who walked around in a full latex suit.
Yeah, there's always
that.
Somebody.
And it was amazing. And every day was a different suit. The colors were incredible. The designer was phenomenal. And on this, I think it was the second night of Sexpo, I walked past and here, and it's got these enormous boobs and these high heels. And I see the suit being taken off.
Da-na-na-na. There's a little tiny.
No, it wasn't a little tiny. Okay. It
hairy.
Hairy. It was a man of about 65 who got undressed, put on this cardigan, these like old shoes, and went home.
Went on with his life.
Yeah. To each his own.
That's it.
You know what? That's beautiful about kink or about fantasy or about investing in that mind space creates
but
something.
But in that suit, and it was absolutely amazing. And that's what the space of Sexpo gives you. You walk in and you can put on the suit of being this really fun, carefree, happy, sexual being. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. There's enormous reality in it because of all the stuff that you can do and see. And there's this amazing fantasy and fun in games.
True.
And that's it. So, guys, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
And it's important, and that's why we're doing it, and that really is amazing.
True.
So, we are going to miss you. I'm going to miss you enormously because you're so much a part of this for me in so
many
ways.
Thank you, Jonty. I'm going to be with you in heart. Please take lots of photos. I'm dying to see everything. I swear. Can't believe you're doing a live broadcast. Yeah. This is like, thank you for the amazing Cliff Central team. And thank you for our amazing Sean, you know, and Dean for having this, because it's real stuff. You're going to, you know, we're going to take photos from there. It's going to be live. You're going to hear the real people talking. It's amazing. It's the best opportunity ever.
That enjoy. Really is, and we are looking forward to seeing all of you there. We want to be not turning people away. We just want to sneak you all in.
Just be sexy and enjoy life. It's
and we're
too
really
short,
looking
man.
At some of the biggest numbers this year that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, CompuTicket says it's like about to finish. So go, take it your ticket.
Yeah. And there are still tickets for every day available.
Easy peasy this year. CompuTicket is easy. Mm-hmm. Cool. Come fly over, guys. Cheaps for South Africa is cheap. It's, you know, to fly to South Africa is great. There's wonderful weather here. Don't be in the miserable Europe or stuff. Just come here for a few days. You know, support South Africa and enjoy Sexpo. I think it's a world-class thing.
It is. Absolutely. Awesome. And I'm so proud to be part of it.
Next week, in terms of the tickets as well, we'll be running some competitions online.
Mm.
So if people are interested, take a look at that.
And so it's in the website, eh? Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. We'll also give it, whatever you tweet, I'll tweet as well in the Cliff Central and Cliff Central show and the Sex Talk, and we'll be definitely down to it.
So up next is Casper and the team.
Casper Sex.
Always going to be...
He's also coming to Sexpo.
Fun and interesting. Mm. Yes.
And don't be backseat drivers.
Yeah. Quick story I shared with Casper earlier. We were sitting next to each other behind the table. And it reminded me of this thing. There's a phenomenal photographer called Spencer Tannick who does these photographs with 10,000 nude people.
He takes
the concourse of Grand Central Station and he covers it in these nude people. So I saw this and I thought, this is going to be really cool to do. So we phone up one of the nudist resorts and say, can we come do some pictures there and get your people involved? So we went backwards and forwards, distinguishing nudity and sex and blah, blah, blah. And eventually they say, it's all cool. You have to come and meet the board.
The board of the nude resort.
So off we go on a Saturday afternoon, the photographer and I, just outside Pretoria.
Good question, though. When you got there, were they nude?
Wait.
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah, you know?
So we walk into this hall, big hall, and there's this like really formal table and the board sitting behind it and two chairs in front of the board for us also. And they were all nude.
Brilliant.
Of these amazing moments. So we had a real giggle.
Did they tell you to remove yours?
I was going to say, were you dressed?
Were you dressed?
We were, but then we got undressed.
All right. It's only fair.
So we wish you all so much pleasure.
Thanks. CliffCentral.com.